Minokin? Well, Minokin is in the news again. And if the name means nothing to you, let me fill you in. It's a unique story about a pile of wood and bricks and stone that was designated a National Historic Landmark. It's best known as the plantation site for the home of Francis Lightfoot Lee and his wife, Rebecca Taylor. Before that, of course, the land was Rappahannock Indian Territory, and they called the area Minokin, which means in their Algonquin-based language, "He giveth to me." Well, he also taketh it away. The he, in this case, was a John Stevens, who patented the land back in 1657. Just about 100 years later, it became the property of John Taylor II, and yes, the rest is quite literally history. His daughter, Rebecca, married Francis Lightfoot Lee, signer of the Declaration of Independence, and one of the renowned Band of Brothers. And their wedding gift was Minokin, built using Mount Airy, Rebecca's family home, as the prototype. Rebecca and Frank, that is Francis Lightfoot Lee, lived and loved there until their death 10 days apart in 1797. Afterwards, the house had several owners, but it was falling apart, and then it slowly collapsed. The folks who owned it at the time of its collapse had the foresight to have all of the interior paneling and woodwork removed and safely stored. So, here's the news part. The Richmond Times-Dispatch recently declared that, quote, Jorge Silvetti, one of the world's most prominent architects, will be assisting in the restoration of Minokin, a glorious 18th-century ruin on the Northern Neck. Minokin, he says, is a place like no other. The Minokin Foundation has been caring for this glorious ruin since its creation for that purpose in 1995, and its mission was to take over the management of the property, which includes hundreds of acres of forests and fields and stunning shoreline. W. Taylor Murphy, Jr., he's former state delegate and secretary of natural resources under former Governor Mark Warner, and a Taylor family cousin, has been its guiding hand and founding trustee. Why go to all that trouble? Well, until it was acquired by the foundation, it was the only home of a Virginia signer of the Declaration of Independence that wasn't secured. Sarah Pope is executive director of the Minokin Foundation, and she calls it a giant puzzle and a place of revolutionary ideas, which is why a world-renowned architect is excited about the challenge of putting it all back together again, this great home that, like Humpty Dumpty, had a great fall. But unlike H.D., lots of folks are working to put it back together again. This is Thea Marshall.